Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Our buddy Clint Boyer checking in now, driver of the number 14 Rush Truck Center's Ford Mustang for Stuart Haas Racing. Clint, what's up, man? How are you?
Good. How you doing?
We're good, man. I know Talladega's got the 50th anniversary coming up. I know that's a special track, too. You've won there a couple times. What does Talladega mean to you?
Man, it's just, it means a good time. Every time you think about Talladega, you just think about how much fun it is for the race weekend. It's such a unique race from our norm. You know, you don't really practice a whole lot because you can't tear your car up. You don't really learn anything in practice and things like that. So it's kind of a relatively easy weekend until Sunday. The big one on a boulevard Friday night is always fun to go out there and interact with the fans, have a big party, and enjoy that night. Pretty relaxed, you know, chill Saturday for us Cup guys, while the Xfinity boys put on a hell of a show. And then we get out there to go for it. And literally, it's that track that you go for it. You ride around there, it's a calm before the storm, you know it's coming, the anticipation builds all day long, and then all of a sudden, boom, 25 to go, all hell breaks loose. You're four wide, you're three wide, you're listening in your spotter, you're juking and jiving and putting in places it shouldn't be. I mean, literally, you know when a guy, when you're three wide with somebody, you got a big run, you're like, oh no, should I do four wide? If there's a hole there, I can make it. Of course you're going to fill it. You go flying up through there and hope for the best. It's the one track I can't tell you. You get down to the end and all that stuff starts compiling. And if you haven't had a wreck yet, you're pulling your belt down as tight as possible. You're holding on for dear life because you know your chances of going for a ride are just as good as winning the race.
Clint, I always tell the NASCAR drivers aren't athletes guy, that guy that likes to say that. I always like to tell him, okay, let me put you in a car at Talladega four wide with, 10 laps left to go. Let me drop you in the car and you tell me how athletic those guys are.
I think the athleticism, I grew up around, athletes and grew up playing baseball and stuff like that. I get it. I understand the confusion there and things like that. I think it takes such a different motor skill to be able to drive, a car at 200 miles an hour and staying focused and managing all the things that we have. I think our sport's so much more mental than it is physical. I can tell you this. And it's weird because Talladega isn't like a Bristol like we just left at. You leave Bristol 500 laps around that little bull ring, there's no time to breathe. There's no time to relax. There's nothing. Just as hard as you could possibly go, leaning on every inch of it, on the ragged edge, every single lap. You're not breathing because you're so intense. You're so nervous, so on the edge. Then you go to Talladega where you're riding around there in a 2.5-mile racetrack. There's a little bit of that, letting your guard down. And physically, it's not there. But mentally, it's through the roof. You're three and four wide. You're managing cars in front of you. Like I said, you're on the edge, but it's a whole different edge. There, you're on the edge. In my opinion, if I really look in my mind when I go to racetracks and think, all right, where am I in the most danger? And that answer is always very simply Daytona and Talladega. I think those are the most dangerous tracks we go to. You're pack racing. You're running over 200 mile an hour. And when you wreck, cars go flying like, lawn darts. I mean, it's true. It's fact, and it happens. Again, your chances are just as easily a wrecking as they are winning.
You mentioned Bristol. That's a track that's, special to us, being in Nashville, that close to it. And I always tell people, if you haven't been, you have to go. Whether you like racing, don't like race, whatever, you have to go see that venue. And to see the empty seats kind of startled me. And I know that you took notice of that. Read a story that you went searching for like reasons why there might be an attendance issue the other day.
Well, hey, let's just face it. I mean, you know, I think it's all across the board. I think it's relevancy is such a big thing. I don't care if you're an athlete, if you're the sport in general, it doesn't matter. Relevancy is something that's hard to get, and it's even harder to keep. You know, people change, demographics change, you know, the people's opinion on entertainment changes. But, you know, you're still the most watched sporting event on TV. You know, on I think we were 4 or 5 weeks in a row, best ratings on TV and things like that. But I'm telling you, you have to own up to some of the things too. There isn't as many, you know, carnage and crashes and things like that as there once was. Equipment's better. Tires are better. All the things that contribute to some of those cautions are better. You know, at times, I'm going to tell you, the cars are easier to drive. You know, as an industry, as a sanctioning body, NASCAR has to do the right thing to try to make those provisions to get some of that back. But as the tracks are involved in some of the other things, I think it's on them to get that entertainment provided, you know, for our fans, you know, and I've said this time and time again, and I use this analogy a lot. When I go to the Super Bowl, which I've been to several times, the actual game is the least eventful thing of my week.
Yeah.
By the time I get to the game, I'm pegged. My fun meter's pegged. I've had the time of my life. I've enjoyed party after party after party after event after event. I'm used up. I'm happy. But those are the experiences and those are the stories that I brought back with me. Those are the takeaways. It wasn't the game or anything else. I'm not saying that wasn't important. That was the reason all that's there. But I'm saying you have to focus on the event, and that's in a race weekend. You're asking fans to come not for just this race on Sunday. You're asking them to come for 3 days. You got to, if you're going to get me there, I'm going to tell you firsthand. I'm 39 years old. If you're going to get me to an event and you're going to ask me to be there for 3 days, I want to entertain for 3 days. I don't want to sit around and entertain myself for two of them and then be entertained only one of them. I want to be entertained all the way through. That's what it's going to take for me to come back year in and year out. And that's what we have to focus on.
Clint Bowyer, our guest. Clint, there seems to be a renewed interest amongst racing circles of possibly bringing NASCAR's top three series in some form back to Nashville to the Fairground Speedway. I know Dale Jr. has been a big proponent of that. Man, NASCAR needs to be in Nashville. I firmly believe that, and I hope that can happen some way.
Oh, I do. And I'm telling you, we need more short track. That short track is a perfect track in general, and the area is the perfect setting for us to go. You look at the history of the sport and when it really blew through the roof, yes, it was riding on the coattails of Dale Earnhardt and those guys, Jeff Gordon, and the story that they had, the old guy, the new guy coming in, all that was awesome. The racing was good, plenty of characters and personalities, all that was good. But one thing they did do was going to new racetracks in front of new eyeballs a lot. When you look at when the sport really, really took off and got the building, they were going to a lot of different places, and people were finally getting to see something new for the first time. In other words, we were the thing. If we come to Nashville, I want it on a weekend. I don't want competition or anything else. We need to be the number one thing to do in Nashville. And it needs to be that way, whether you're in Richmond this weekend or Daytona or anything else. It has to be the best thing for somebody to do that weekend. That's how you get people there. When I go to Nashville, you don't go to Nashville without going downtown. You don't go to Nashville without walking through Tootsie's and at least taking a, you know, getting a beer. I mean, you just don't. It's the thing to do. It has the entertainment. Yeah, I mean, that's why Nashville is what it is. I mean, no offense, but I'm going downtown, I'm going to Broadway, I'm going to see them all. I'm going to hit them all, probably going to end at the stage, and I'm going to walk my hungover butt back to the house. That's part of it. And, you know, that's the way it needs to be, and I'm telling you, if we could possibly get to Nashville. I think it's the right venue and the right scenario with the right track. I think, you know, it's the perfect storm to be an awesome, awesome thing.
Future marketing consultant for NASCAR, Clint Boyer, with us on 3HL. Clint, we know you've got a lot of stuff to do today. We really appreciate you chiming in on what is a very special weekend and a very special track. 3 days of fun for sure at Talladega Super Speedway. 855-518-RACE for tickets, talladegasuperspeedway.com. Hey, good luck, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Clint Boyer. That dude was awesome.
Hey, you want somebody to speak their mind? Put that guy on anytime. He'll give you everything you want to
hear. Well, and what I was, the path I was leading him down was, if you didn't see the story, he started calling around hotels in the Tennessee, Virginia state line area around the Bristol area to find out what the jump in rate was. And he was alarmed. Now you get that anywhere. Obviously because, you know, those hotels have a budget for a 12 month period of time, just like anybody else. And that's where they can make some of their money. But I started looking around for the NFL draft on Thursday night. JW Marriott sold out. Omni sold out. Westin, $631 for a king bed room.
Mm, boy, better be a comfortable king bed. Well, how's that continental breakfast? they got the waffle maker.
The Hutton Hotel, $455. Courtyard, Printer's Alley, $559. Doubletree, $479. Hilton, $595. Hyatt Place, $474. Hampton Inn, $502. That's just for one night on Thursday night for the NFL draft. And by the way, we hear that they're going to have things like really quarantined down there, like sectioned off security-wise. So it's going to be crazy. With more on that, Scott Ramsey will join us, president and CEO of the National Sports Council at 4:30. And we'll get into the details of the NFL draft in Nashville, the who, the what, the when, the where, and all of those things. But yeah, 6:31 at the Westin. I like it. Can you hook me up, Mickey?
I don't know if I got that kind of pull.